Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody's giving these fine people a wake-up call! Yeah.
Wake up.
Don't just lay there.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
Good morning, 507. It is the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Well rested after a, rough day yesterday after coming home from Stagecoach.
Yeah, speak for yourself. I asked Anthony, I was like, hey, did you go home and take a nap yesterday? You didn't just take a nap. You turned into like Rip Van Winkle.
I had hibernation was what happened. I left here. Let's see. I got out of here, say, a little after 12:30. Got home close to 1. Took the dog out. Fed the chickens. Did my stuff. Laid down. 10-hour nap.
Yeah, that's not a nap. That's sleeping.
Oh, my gosh. And God bless my wife. She was so sweet. Like, she knew how tired I was, so she didn't wake me. She set my alarm in case I didn't wake up for work. So I got up a little bit before that at 1 o'clock this morning. I was in a panic. Like, oh, my gosh. Kelly's doing the show without me. And yeah, she left me a little note. So I was good. Tried to go to sleep after that, kind of tossed and turned because I had 10 hours of sleep. But oh man, I'm feeling good today. And you?
Good. I went home and I attempted to take a nap, but Carter had a game yesterday. So I was like, all right, let's get up, get back into mommy mode. We get out to the game. The other team didn't show. So I was like, okay, well, we can go home, right? And they're like, no, we're all here. We might as well have practice.
Oh, you're kidding me. One of those coaches?
Freezing last night. So I was like, okay, cool. So I was in a great mood last night, let me tell you.
You didn't pull Carter out of practice?
No. I'm taking my kid home.
You weren't one of those parents?
No. Hey, speaking of parents, did you hear the big news? Jake Owen had his little girl yesterday.
Hey, congratulations.
Awesome. Yes, his daughter Paris Hartley was born yesterday. We'll have all the details in your grab-and-go gossip, always brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen at PlasticSurgery.com, and that's on the way in the 7 o'clock hour. Lots to do today. We also have more Casey Musgraves tickets in the 7 o'clock hour.
10 question takeover. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wake up.
Makes me wake up in the morning.
And turn up.
Starts my day off on a good note.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
95.1 KFrog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Reminiscing on some fun that we had at Stagecoach over the weekend, and I absolutely love and adore Kane Brown.
That's only because he insulted me right off the bat.
Okay, it was maybe half insult, definitely half compliment.
Okay.
But your new doppelganger, I love this.
All right, here's what went down over the weekend.
Kane Brown in the house. Welcome back to KFrog.
Ah, you hate me.
Well, tell her what you just told us.
No, I said she looks like Lauren Elena's mom, which ain't a bad thing.
Lauren Elena's mom.
That looks like she's 30.
Kane Brown, 30, my new favorite artist.
Speaking of moms and dads, congrats to you, baby, on the way.
Thank you. How stoked
are you?
I'm so pumped. You know, I've always wanted to be a dad, and you know, I'm out of high school now, which all my friends had them in high school, so I'm good.
We did something leading up to Stagecoach. We did a bracket on KFrog.com, and we were trying to find the sexiest artist coming to Stagecoach, voted on by fans. Sweet. We know you've seen some of the pictures, because we saw your commenting about,
this is a horrible picture.
He uploaded them. Okay. Those were his pictures.
They were not from a KFrog employee who took them. It was a third party, so we'll blame them later.
Yeah.
But we are happy to tell you, you wore the winner. You
I got my trophy.
Stagecoach artist.
Heavy. It's a heavy trophy.
So you can add that with like all your important trophies, right?
Oh yeah.
Acceptance speech or?
I just want to thank all my fans for. No, I'm just kidding.
For thinking I'm sexy.
Big thank you to Trophy House in San Bernardino for hooking us up with that trophy. He absolutely loved it. But yeah, Lauren Elena's mom.
Well, then we had to Google her after he said that. And she's really, really pretty.
She is very pretty. And she looks like Lauren Elena. So that's kind of gives you a reference. I think Lauren Elena's cute as hell. So like, okay.
It was just the fact that it was Lauren Elena's mom. Right.
Which
not
is
sister.
And this became a thing like all weekend. Because then we had to ask Lauren Elena about it. We were like, so Kane came in because they're buddies. They go way back. And she was like, Kane, I'm going to have to talk to him. What was he thinking? That's my Lauren Elena accent.
That's good.
But then it got really interesting when we talked to Lanco, and we found out Brandon from Lanco
got the hots for her.
Totally has the hots for Lauren Elena's mom.
That got a little weird because, yeah, he kept saying, he's like, oh, yeah, she's cute. We should go on tour with Lauren Elena. And nobody was responding. He's like, okay.
So you can check out all the interviews and more from Stagecoach. Check us out on KFrog's Instagram or Facebook. And, of course, always at KFrog.com.
Wake up every day here.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
Zach Brown Band right here on KFrog. Good morning, 5:49 here at the Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
All right, most little girls dream about becoming a princess and, you know, being a mom when they grow up. But being a pregnant princess doesn't seem like it is all it's cracked up to be. The rumors are going around about the royal baby. Did Meghan Markle actually have the baby? Are they keeping it a secret? We don't really know what's going on. But here are some things we found out about being pregnant royalty that, oh my gosh, being pregnant right now, I couldn't imagine having to do a lot of this stuff. The first one, I guess I kind of get, the queen is the first one to find out about the birth before anybody else.
Anybody, like mm-hmm. even Harry?
Well, hopefully Harry's there. Yeah. He's not like at home watching a football game.
I don't know what the rules are.
When they call to let everybody know,
okay,
there's an encrypted phone. She is the first one. So like before they call their mom and dad, they have to call the queen and let her know.
Okay.
When you're pregnant, royals have to keep their toes covered and wear heels. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. I haven't worn heels, I think maybe a handful of times since I found out I was pregnant, just because it's more comfortable. But they said there's a few events where they'll let them possibly show their toes or wear sneakers or things like that. Mm-mm. That one's not flying with me. I will be the barefoot and pregnant. It doesn't happen in the royal family. Royal moms don't have baby showers. Although if you saw, Meghan Markle did have one. But they say this is because over in UK, like, that's not a big thing. Like, to have a baby shower.
That's weird.
But it makes sense because they broke it down saying, you know, they're a very wealthy family. So if you had this big lavish baby shower, it would seem inappropriate to see the royal family do that. It'd be almost over the top.
Yeah, leave the showers for us peasants over here.
Right? The ones who actually need the diapers and the diaper raft. Bingo. Yeah, I just want to win my candle, okay? The other one is they have a royal birthing team who is sworn to absolute secrecy. And that's kind of what's going on right now. Everybody wondering if the royal baby's here. Mm-hmm. There's some conspiracy theories going around. Well, we're not going to find out because they can't talk. They have to actually sign paperwork when they sign on to be on part of the birthing team. Here's the second part of that. They are also sworn and during the third trimester to abstain from alcohol and for traveling for the last 3 months of the princess's pregnancy.
Gotta be on call and ready. Yeah.
Yep. They don't want a boozy midwife showing up.
Why not?
Let me catch the baby.
right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm totally good. But here's one of the cool things I did find out. There is a 62-gun salute from the Tower of London once they announce the baby's birth.
That's cool. Out of this entire list, that's the only one I like.
That's right.
That is way cooler than, hey, check out my baby on Facebook.
Pretty much.
I just want to wake up every day and
it's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony on 95.1 KFrog.
95.1 KFrog 6:05. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Good morning. Let's take a look at what's trending. For the sixth time in a week, gas prices are on the rise.
Enjoy.
Prices have increased nearly 5 cents a gallon over the past 7 days in many parts of Southern California. LA County, the average price of gas is $4.12 a gallon. Orange County, you're paying about $4.10. And lucky us, the average price in Riverside County actually dropped to $4.06 a gallon.
Yay.
What are we going to do with all this extra cash?
Happy day.
That's the first decrease since March 10th. Overall, these are the highest prices of gas that SoCal has seen since 2015. And it's hurting us because we drive some pretty big trucks.
I put in yesterday, I actually had to go fill up because we did the study a couple weeks ago. They said Monday is the best day to fill up. So I was like, all right, it's Monday. I'm out of gas. Let's go to the gas station. $100 and didn't even get a full tank.
How much gas did you have when you went to the gas station?
None. I rolled in on fumes.
That makes sense.
But check around too,
because you know, in Corona, within a couple of blocks, there was a 30-cent difference in gas stations.
Doesn't that irritate you? Yeah. Even when you go to the gas stations and they're across the street from each other, and you're like, "Wait, what's going? Why is there 10-cent difference? What's going on here?"
Have you tried getting gas at like Costco or Sam's Club?
Oh no, you have you. run out of gas while you're sitting there.
You literally have to be there all night long.
Yeah, no. All right, here's something else to look forward to. You know, April Fool's Day, it seems like the day that companies try new products as a joke, but sometimes they hit. McDonald's did the whole McPickle thing. Fans got really excited and they said, no, sorry, it's not really going to happen. It was just a joke. But that's not the case for Burger King. On April 1st, Burger King started testing a new vegetarian burger using a plant-based patty from Impossible Foods. Now, this took place and they said it went exceedingly well. So now they are planning to roll out the Impossible Whopper nationally this year. So if you like an alternative to a burger, this might be something cool. It's called the Impossible Whopper. And they said the new product is designed to give somebody who wants to eat a burger every day but doesn't want to necessarily eat beef every day permission to come to the restaurants more frequently. Permission to go to Burger King. Okay. The Impossible Whopper is supposed to taste just like the regular Whopper because this new patty actually is designed to mimic the look and the texture of meat when it gets cooked. I don't really do plant-based foods or tofu or anything like that, but looking at the picture, and of course, again, it is a marketing picture, I'm like, okay, it legit looks like a Whopper. I think we may have to do a taste test on this to see if we can taste the difference between the real Whopper and the Impossible Whopper.
And this new one.
Right. I tried one of these veggie burgers at another place.
Uh-huh.
Nah.
See,
that's not good.
And I'm a texture person. So when it's saying, okay, it'll give you the texture of like an actual patty, I'm like, okay, I might be able to do that, but...
Yeah, I'm just not really a fast food person in general, so...
Oh, I'm sorry. You're all healthy. Okay, Ginny, well, go get an Impossible Whopper. How about a shake?
Yeah.
Extra fries?
Ooh.
Let me know how it is.
All right, Anthony, have fun with your salad. Wake up
every morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
I listen to the radio in the morning.
On 95.1 KFrog.
Dustin Lynch here on KFrog 626 with the Wake Up Call. It's Kelly and Anthony. Coming up this morning from 8 to 10 o'clock, we're teaming up with our local police officers doing coffee with a cop at the Starbucks in Colton right there off of Mount Vernon. So it got us thinking, what was your last cop interaction?
Luckily to say, mine had nothing to do with anything being really bad or getting pulled over. Mine was actually at a KFrog event. There was like a group of officers that were standing in front of our booth. And so I was talking with the girls I was working with and we were, you know, oh my God, they're kind of cute. Look at the cops, blah, blah, blah. So the girls were like, oh, I really like that one. I was like, let's go take a picture with them. So I went over, hey, we're from KFrog, blah, blah, blah. Can we get a picture? Just so the girls could talk to him. I was trying to be the wingman.
Look at you go.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go.
Yes.
Mine was actually over the weekend at Stagecoach. I spotted some Corona police officers who told me that the Indio Police Department had invited them out there to help patrol the ground. So they had bigger staff out there. So they were really happy to be out there. But they said, man, it is so hot out here.
That's a big difference from Corona out to Indio.
Very
for
big
sure.
difference. So, yeah, same with me. Nothing bad.
Yeah, ours are kind of mild. So but we know that's not always the case.
So we need to spice this up a bit.
Yes. All right. We want to know, what was your last interaction with a cop? Did you end up in handcuffs? Did you end up in jail? We want all the juicy details. You can always call or text us, 888-431-3764. That's 888-431-FROG.
Let's go!
Woo! It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 KFrog.
Good morning, 652 here at KFrog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. This morning, we are joining our local police officers for Coffee with a Cop. It's happening at Starbucks in Colton, right there off of Mount Vernon, 8 to 10 a.m. this morning. Going to be a lot of fun. You'll also have a chance to win Planes of Fame tickets. But it got us thinking about your last interaction with a cop. How did that go?
I love this text message came in. It says, my last interaction with an officer was when I saw one sitting down. I walked over to him and I gave him a Starbucks gift card to just thank him for his service.
That's nice.
That is so cool. I love that. Pay it forward.
Yeah, I like that one. This one says, every interaction I have with a police officer begins and ends with me asking if I can pet the canine. I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
All right. What was your last interaction?
Hi. I woke up to one staring at me in the eyes this morning telling me he loves me.
Oh.
Do you know him?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good thing. Make sure he gets some rest, though, okay?
This one says, so it was my first day of college. I was talking to campus police. I asked him, what could I do to let my parents know I was having a good time my first day of school? He suggested taking a photo of me in the back of his police car.
Oh, no.
So we did. My parents didn't think it was funny as we did.
Yeah, no, not at all.
That won't make the Christmas card.
No, I love this text message. My last interaction with a police officer was on Saturday. My husband and I were having lunch at a local restaurant. The officer joined us for about 15 minutes. A couple months ago, this same officer saved the life of a gentleman that works in that same town. He suffered a massive heart attack, so the officer gave him CPR. He used the defibrillator. He is still alive due to that quick response of that police officer. I'm happy to say this officer is my son, and I am one proud mama.
There we go. That's what it's all about right there.
That is awesome. So if you get the chance, join us today. We are going to be at the Starbucks in Colton. It is Coffee with a Cop, 8 to 10 this morning.
The only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog. Well, just before your keyword for 12K a day, you heard Michael Ray, who was such a joy to talk to at Stagecoach over the weekend.
How's the wedding going along, and how involved are you?
It's going great. Her and mom are planning everything on their own. Like, they didn't hire a planner. Like, they're doing everything. And
wow.
It's been awesome, man. It's been probably way too easy, because everybody always is like, how crazy is it? I'm like, unless it's coming soon. You know what I mean? Like, it's been pretty easy for me. And, you know, I say yes to a lot of stuff, but I've learned that if you say yes, and then every fifth question, you just throw in like a little, like, hey, babe, we're thinking, you know, this centerpiece. What about if we have more greenery? And she goes, yeah. And then you just say yes for the next four, and then every fifth. And then you don't want to get cocky with it, though, and then start, like, suggesting, like, we change, you know what I mean? Like,
songs,
don't change anything, yes. Guys. You just add more greenery, and it's very simple.
That's the smartest thing I've ever heard. I'm going to start using that.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So
there
good.
You go. Wedding advice
wow.
from Michael Ray.
Perfect.
All right, sentence I never thought I'd hear.
So we do this thing every Friday. It's called Dumb, Drunk, or Drugs. And it's these real life headlines.
See.
Anthony.
No, I'm just kidding.
Most of our stories come from Florida.
God bless. I knew it was going to happen, man. I was going to beat you to the punch. Yeah. It's like trying to make fun of yourself before anybody else does.
Is Florida really that crazy, or do they just have a bad rap?
I think we're crazy as hell. Yeah, I think. I would love, but I mean, after a while, it's like a common denominator. You know, like, you can't start having, like, National Idiot Day, and, like, you start looking at, you're like, I actually know where that's at. You start calling your dad, you're like, we're not related to this guy, are we? I don't need this to pop up in interviews while I'm trying to promote a single.
God, he was in such a great mood. We had so much fun with him. And more than just the interview, we pulled a little prank on Michael Ray and some of the other artists.
We did. I was lucky enough to bring that the hat with the hair on it.
Uh-huh.
Which a listener came and brought us those. And we were looking at these, playing around with them. Like, oh, these are fun. But when I put mine on, it legitimately looked like I had long hair.
It looked like you had a mullet. Yeah. It matched your hair and your beard exactly.
It was freaky. So all day Saturday, I kept him on for all the artists and all the interviews, and it was time to get up and take the photo with him. I took it off and whipped the hair around, and Michael Ray's reaction was by far the best.
He dropped a couple words we had to bleep out.
I had to learn how to edit video so that I could post it and edit that. Yeah.
Right. Redneck Legends is who sent us those.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, awesome. Redneck Legends. So yeah, huge thank you to them for letting us have some fun. And you can actually watch that video right now. It's on our Instagram and Facebook page. Check it out at KFrog Radio.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 KFrog.
724 here at KFrog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Casey Musgraves, tickets up for grabs. We're going to play another round of the 10 question takeover. Are you ready?
Sure.
All righty, here we go. Question number one. This superhero flick just broke box office records by earning over $1 billion over its opening weekend.
The Avengers?
Avengers is correct.
Question number two for you. Which of these artists does not have a Nashville bar? Jason Aldean, Sam Hunt, or Luke Bryan?
Luke Bryan.
No, Luke Bryan actually does have a bar.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Do you know the correct artist to steal question number two?
Sam Hunt.
Sam Hunt is correct.
Question number three. This fast food restaurant is famously known for their golden arches.
McDonald's
is correct.
Question number four. Before they moved to Los Angeles, what East Coast city did the Dodgers come from?
Chicago.
Nope, not Chicago. Do you know the city we're looking for to steal question number four?
Brooklyn
is correct.
Question five. On the TV show The Simpsons, Homer and Marge have three kids. Name two of the three.
Bart and Maggie.
Bart and Maggie are correct.
Question number six. What does the company Michelin make?
Tires.
Tires is correct.
Moving on to question seven. Musician Kenny G is famous for playing what instrument?
Saxophone.
Saxophone is correct.
Question number eight. Chubby Hubby is a flavor of what?
Chubby Hubby. Ice cream.
Ice cream is correct.
Question number nine. John Gruden is the head coach of what NFL team?
The Raiders.
The Raiders is correct.
All right, here we go. Question number 10. You get this one right, you win those Casey Musgraves tickets, okay?
All right.
This artist will be hitting the road for her Oh What a World Tour starting next month.
Casey Musgraves?
Casey Musgraves is correct. We're going to send you out to the Greek Theater and go see her.
Thank you.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patrick from
Paris. That show's going to be going down August 25th. Tickets are on sale now, AXS.com. Who are you going to take with you?
My girlfriend.
Aw, look at you trying to get those brownie points.
Yeah, we have a newborn, so we got to do something.
Aw, you need a date night for sure.
Yes, ma'am.
That will be a fun night. August 25th, Greek Theater. You know the weather is going to be perfect that night.
Absolutely. And we'll have more tickets for you tomorrow. Tickets are also on sale right now. Just check out AXS.com.
Go ahead, turn it up, up, up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop it.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call. And Kelly has your grab-and-go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreasen at PlasticSurgery.com. And you can always call for a consultation at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. Jake Owen is now a father of two. Yesterday, he confirmed on Twitter that his second baby girl is here. He wrote, "It's a Willie great day. Happy birthday to Willie Nelson, born on this day, April 29th, 1933. Also, happy birthday to my beautiful little daughter, Paris Hartley Owen, born today. Hashtag God is great. Let's hope a birthday is the only thing your daughter has in common with Willie Nelson." Oscar-nominated writer and director John Singleton died yesterday at the age of 51. According to his family, he passed away peacefully surrounded by his family and friends. John suffered a stroke 12 days ago, and he's been in a coma since. His family revealed that they made the agonizing decision to remove Singleton from life support. John Singleton, best known for directing movies like Boys in the Hood. So, sad story. Madonna will be performing on the Billboard Music Awards tomorrow, and if the price tag is any indication of what performance it should be, this will be the do not miss moment of the award show. Her performance is going to cost $5 million.
What?
Yes. She has coughed up the money herself with zero assistance from Billboard, and it is being billed as one of the most ambitious performances ever attempted on live TV. It's going to include holograms, CGI, and her appearance will be almost 7 minutes long. Oh. She's gearing up for her new album, Madam X, which comes out June 14th. Let's hope she sells a lot of copies of that album. $5 million for one performance. It's not even a tour.
No.
It's one song on an award show. And if you watch all the ratings for award shows, they don't do that well.
Mm-mm. Not at all. And at 55 mil, I hope it's worth it.
Yeah, I don't know if I can take 7 minutes, though.
It's Madonna. That's the other thing. I could see like a Beyonce or, you know, somebody like that doing it. But even hearing Madonna's performing, I was like, ugh. Like, and then even say $5 million, like that might make me tune in to go, what did she spend $5 million on? But I'm still not interested in the music.
You think she's past her prime? Is that why you're not interested?
Her prime.
Is that what it prime. Is? That's cute, Anthony.
Are we awake?
Turn the world and show!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
95.1 K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Reminiscing on some fun that we had at Stagecoach over the weekend, and I absolutely love and adore Kane Brown.
That's only because he insulted me right off the bat.
Okay, it was maybe half insult, definitely half compliment.
Okay.
But your new doppelganger, I love this.
All right, here's what went down over the weekend.
Kane Brown in the house. Welcome back to K-Frog.
Ah, you hate me.
Well, tell her what you just told us.
No, I said she looks like Lauren Elena's mom, which ain't a bad thing.
Lauren Elena's mom.
That looks like she's 30.
Kane Brown, my new favorite artist.
Speaking of moms and dads, congrats to you, baby, on the way.
Thank
you. How stoked are you?
I'm so pumped. You know, I've always wanted to be a dad, and you know, I'm out of high school now, which all my friends had them in high school, so I'm good.
We did something leading up to Stagecoach. We did a bracket on kfrog.com, and we were trying to find the sexiest artist coming to Stagecoach, voted on by fans. Sweet. We know you've seen some of the pictures because we saw your commenting about, hey,
oh,
this
y'all's
is a horrible
pictures
picture.
In
he uploaded them. Okay. Those were his pictures.
They were not from a KFrog employee who took them. It was a third party, so we'll blame them later.
Yeah.
But we are happy to tell you, you wore the winner. You
oh,
are
I got
the
my trophy.
Stagecoach artist.
Heavy. It's a heavy trophy.
So you can add that with like all your important trophies, right?
Oh yeah.
Acceptance speech or?
I just want to thank all my fans for. No, I'm just kidding.
For thinking I'm sexy.
Big thank you to the Trophy House in San Bernardino for hooking us up with that trophy. He actually was really impressed with our trophy, which made me feel better because we had planned on putting like a Ken doll on like a piece of wood. So right. I'm glad we had a legit trophy for him.
And I was kind of nervous because Kane doesn't show a lot of emotion typically when you talk right. to him. So I was thinking, oh gosh, like what if we give it to him? And he's like, all right, thanks. Like what is this? Yeah, but actually like we gave it to him and he kind of like, he had this glow to him. His
yes.
eyes kind of beamed and he was actually really excited to get the hardware.
He was very excited. I think, you know, we started off on a good foot because he put his foot in his mouth, but still.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh. It was so funny. And that became one of the running jokes for the entire weekend because we even talked to Lauren Elena about it. And so she got her input on whether I look like her mom or not. And then when we talked to the guys from Lanco, we found out that Brandon of Lanco actually has a huge crush on Lauren Elena's mom.
Yeah, the lead singer has the hots for her. Talking about how now he wants to go on tour with Lauren Elena so her mom can be around.
It was a crazy weekend, and you can get caught up with everything that went down at Stagecoach. Check it out, kfrog.com, and of course on KFrog's Instagram and Facebook.
A wake up to the country sound.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Good morning.
On 95.1 KFrog.
He's a daddy-to-be, Brett Young. That's here tonight, right here on 95.1 KFrog. It's the wake-up call with Kelly and Anthony. The mommy-to-be. Well, you already are a mommy.
Mm-hmm.
Expecting another.
Yes, baby number two on the way.
It's Kelly sitting in front of me. I just came across something. The 7 most common pregnancy dreams. I want to know if you've had any of these yet.
Okay.
All right, let's run down the list. Number one, have you dreamt that it's a boy or a girl yet?
No, I have not.
No. Okay, that was tough.
I'm still kind of early, though.
How about number two? Baby animals or aliens?
No, thank God.
I don't know why it's aliens, but it says some women also see talking animals in their dreams, which could be a symbol of wisdom, which means you see yourself as an animal and advice to your own self to trust your gut.
Sounds like I'm watching The Lion King
That's
in
really
my dreams.
Weird. That's really, really weird. All right, number three, losing or forgetting your baby?
No.
That's scary. That's like
that
a nightmare.
That is scary.
Almost.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a regular dream I want to have.
All right, number four, falling.
Yeah, I've always had that, though.
I'm not even pregnant, and I dream of that all
yeah.
the time. That's the worst.
I think that's a common one for anybody.
Number five, giving birth to twins.
No.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be scary, is what
she
that
wakes
would
up
be.
Screaming.
Yeah.
It's another nightmare for Kelly. Okay, number six, your baby getting hurt.
You know what's funny? You say that, and I want to say no, but when you said it, it kind of sounds vaguely familiar, like I might have dreamt it, but kind of forgot about it.
Because I said, this could be a spooky one, but if you do wake up from this dream feeling anxious, just calm yourself down, drink water, and do some deep breathing. So if it does happen in the near future,
I'll just wake up and do yoga.
Just from, that's right, middle of the night. Okay, and number seven, water. Any water dreams?
Yeah, but I mean, it's like out at the beach and stuff like that, that kind of water.
Because they said water can be a symbol of cleansing. If you see yourself floating in a form of water and feel relaxed or connected to nature, it could mean you're ready for natural labor.
I'm not doing natural labor. I will have that epidural.
So no water dreams for Kelly. Well, we don't know if you're having a boy or a girl yet.
Not yet.
But there is a certain someone who does.
There is one person in particular who knows, and that is Mr. Luke Bryan. Over the weekend out at Stagecoach, my best friend is the only one so far who knows if I'm having a boy or girl. She contacted my doctor. She told Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan has officially recorded my gender reveal. So Monday morning, we will find out boy or girl.
That's awesome.
I know.
And Luke Bryan knows before your husband does.
I know. My husband was not happy about that. He's like, why does Luke know? I'm like, he may be the daddy. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
It was so cute up until that point.
I just want to see the sunrise in your eyes.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
On the radio.
I listen every morning.
On 95.1 KFrog.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.